The Poetry of Mornings, an introduction. Over the far horizon, the blanket of night begins to slowly dissolve. The sun is once more on its daily journey across the heavens. The light begins to sharpen and increase in intensity, revealing the landscape. Morning has begun, and dazed heads and sleepy faces come to terms with the new day. Our poets capture the mood, the emotions, and all manner of other details in their descriptions of this time. But then, with the calibre of wordsmiths, such as Tennyson, Wordsworth, Milton, Southey, Donne, and many more besides, we are almost spoilt.
Day by William Morris. I am day. I bring again life and glory, love and pain. Awake, arise, from death to death through me the world's tale quickeneth.
To Morning by William Blake. O Holy Virgin, clad in purest white, unlock heaven's golden gates and issue forth. Awake the dawn that sleeps in heaven. Let light rise from the chambers of the east and bring the honeyed dew that cometh on waking day. O radiant morning, salute the sun, rouse like a huntsman to the chase, and with thy buskined feet appear upon our hills.
Day by Paul Laurence Dunbar. The grey dawn on the mountain top is slow to pass away, still lays him by in sluggish dreams the golden god of day. And then a light along the hills, your laughter silvery gay, the sun god wakes, a bluebird trills, you come and it is day.
Morning by Rosa Vertner Jeffrey. I saw the young morn in her beauty unfolding, her radiant wings by the portals of night. And from the dark threshold her vesture upholding, her silver-grey vesture all dripping with light. Dim shades of the darkness still hovered around her, as pensive thoughts cling round a heart full of joy. Yet the exquisite girdle of shadows that bound her, but soften the splendour it could not destroy. As a wild Moorish lover in fondness adorning, with one matchless gem, some fair golden-haired girl, I saw night clasp on the rich zone of the morning, the star of the east, like an orient pearl. Far along the horizon, her footsteps were breaking the clouds as she passed with a pathway of beams, and a drowsy perfume from those black poppies shaking that grow round the mystical palace of dreams. When, quick, she flung open its wide jetty portals, and forth came those visions fantastic and light, whose fragrant wings, fanning the slumber of mortals, dissolve the enchantments and spells of the night. And then, half reluctant, the night seemed retreating, half mournfully too, as if spurned from her side. And pale grew his cheek, as with warm kisses greeting, the sultan of day called the morning his bride. For lo, the rich gift of her darker-browed lover, that fair pearly star at his feet she cast down, and, like a proud woman coquetting, bent over and blushed as she knelt for the sun's golden crown. Then from nature's great choir an anthem came swelling, and flowery censers the earthly breeze swung, while moments of sunshine the young morn was telling, as rich perfumed beads in her rosary strung. To the courts of his azure-roofed temples ascending, like a high priest of heaven, I saw the sun greet the earth with his blessing. A devotee bending the beautiful earth seemed to kneel at his feet.
Early in the morning, I hear on your piano, by Robert Louis Stevenson. Early in the morning, I hear on your piano, you, at least I get.